请先打开圣经。我今天要讲的是加拉太书，所以我们打开圣经的经文。
So let's turn to a book of Galatians. Once again, let's turn to book of Galatians.
第一章的，我们从一节念到第十节。
Chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. So once again, the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
好，我们如果找到了，我们就中文先念然后再跟着我们姐妹的英文，我们一起来中文。第一节开始，做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神，和一切与我同在的众弟兄，写信给加拉太的各教会。愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要叫我们脱离这罪恶的世代。但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿们。中文念到这里，我们英文念一到五节。
So let's pause and let's read the verses 1 through 5 in English together.Paul, an apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me. Grace, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and the Father.To whom be the glory forevermore. Amen.
好，中文念六到十，然后再接着英文。好，我们先中文开始。我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So once again, a book of Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Let's read together. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want you to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed.As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed. For am I now seeking the favor of man or of God, or am I striving to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a bond servant of Christ.
好，我们再读一下罗马书的第一章，我们念一到四节。
And once again, let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
好，我们一样的是中文先念，然后再英文。好，罗马书的第一章一到四节，中文开始。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特拜传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So book of Romans chapter 1 verses 1 through 4, let's read together. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with the power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，我们再念第十七节。
And let's move down to verse 17.
好，我们一样中文念，然后再换英文。啊，第开始，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
So once again, Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.As it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
好，我今天的题目是加拉太书的，我取一个经文的节目叫基督的福音更改了。
So I took part of the passage that we just read to be today's theme, that distort the gospel of Christ.
这个地方呢是有不同的翻译，那NASB 是翻叫 distort the gospel of Christ， 但是如果 NIV 或者是King James， 它是不同的翻译。
So this is actually the translation from I believe the NASB, and I believe the new NIV or King James has different translation on that.
它叫 pervert the gospel. 那
It's called a pervert the gospel.
那我刚刚这个有一个弟兄跟我讲说，你这个题目是不是翻译有点不太对？基督的福音更改太严重了吧。
And some brother actually, before I started preaching, some brother recommends that, don't you think this is a really serious title? What, somebody tried to distort the gospel of Christ?
他这可能翻错了，应该叫 twist, 就是有点像偏差的意思，有点 twist 而已，不是更改。
Maybe you're getting more serious. Maybe the better or the reasonable one should be the twist of the gospel of Christ.
那我考考看各位，你在刚刚念的加拉太书的第一章一到十节，哪一节是讲到这个字，基督的福音更改了？
So I'd like to test you on if you really read the passage before. So from Book of Galatians, chapter 1, through the passage we just have read, are there any verses that mentioning the distortion of the gospel of Christ?
第七号，第七的中文怎么说呢？我们看看在。
That is correct. In verse 7.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
So the verse 7 reads, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
所以在保罗的心中来讲，这个加拉太的教会他们所面临的不是一个小小的问题，是一个很严重的根基的问题。
So that from that perspective, we know that in Paul's heart, this is not just a small problem to about the truth of the gospel of Christ, but really that's a serious problem to distort the gospel of Christ.
在我们彭弟兄最近都跟我们讲福音的奥秘就是讲圣经里面很多地方从旧约一直到新约讲到福音的奥秘，让我们看到福音的全貌。
So during the past few months, Brother Pon has actually shared a series of sermons focusing on the mystery of the gospel.
那在过去我都在讲一些就是哥林多前书的前面的四章，花了好几次讲了哥林多前书的这个哥林多教会的问题。
But if you pay attention to my previous sermons or messages, you probably notice that actually I pay a lot of attention to the first book of Corinthians.
那我选的，我希望在这个这段时间里面把哥林多书、前后书、罗马书、加拉太书这四卷书呢，是保罗成为一组讲福音讲救恩。最重要的一套。
And I hope that in the following months or following time, I'd like to share a series of messages touching on the first and the second book of Corinthians, book of Galatians, book of Romans, concerning the problems in the churches.
所以那这四卷书呢，其实在保罗几乎应该是同一个时期写的。
And these four books or four letters or epistle letters actually were written by Paul and in pretty much in a similar time frame.
你看保罗的书信里面呢，最早写的应该是帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And I believe the first two epistle letters written by Paul are first and second book of Thessalonians.
在那里的时候呢，保罗并没有讲是使徒，他每一次就想说耶稣基，他讲说是这个保罗、希拉、提摩太，写信给帖撒罗尼迦的这个 教会。
So if you read the beginning of these two books of Thessalonians, you know that Paul didn't call himself an apostle, but rather as a brother, along with other co-workers.
但是从第二组书信呢，就是哥林多书信啊、加太书还有罗马书，他就自称为是使徒了。
So, but starting from the second series of epistle letters, starting from Book of Corinthians, first and the second Book of Corinthians, Book of Galatians, Book of Romans, Paul started to call himself an apostle of Jesus Christ.
然后你到加拉太书看更严重，他怎么说呢？他非常强调，非常强调使徒的职分。他怎么说呢？他说，做使徒的保罗。
So you see, if we look at the book of Galatians, especially from the beginning of them, Paul emphasized his apostleship by calling himself Paul an apostle.
如果照原来其他书信的话，保罗应该会这样写：做使徒的保罗，然后就接到第二节，和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的各教会。如果照保罗其他书信，应该是这样写的。
And as usual, if you're familiar with Paul's writing style, you probably expect him to write himself by calling himself Paul, an apostle, along with all the brethren who are with me, greet you in peace.
但是他这里特别强调，他这个对使徒保罗的这个职分呢，他特别在强调 emphasize。好，不是出于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
But the greetings in Book of Galatians are different. He particularly mentioned that Paul, an apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of a man, but through Jesus Christ, the God, the Father, who raised him from the dead.
所以我们读书信的时候呢，因为书信的时候呢，你是就是你要从他的文章里面、书信里面要去猜想他为什么会这样写。就是我们读书信就像说两个人讲话，你听不到对方讲什么，只听到对方在讲，所以你要去猜测到底对方是什么问题，出了什么问题，这是我们读这个书信的时候需要有一点来想的。
So you see, letters are actually a conversation between two parties. So the one who received the letter actually not just read it, but speculate and guess what the other party tried to convey.
因为他写信一定有个目的，因为是为了他收信的人所需要的啊，他要写给他们，所以我们就是可以这样来思考。
So you see, the writer, when he started to write the letter, he has a purpose in his mind that he tried to convey through the letter.
那保罗的书信呢，有个特色就是说啊，就是以前古代的书信是这样子，都先把写信的人开头，就是是谁写的，保罗。然后跟他的同工，那么是写给谁呢？叫加拉太的各教会。
So actually, in the ancient time, there is a specific set of kind of styles in letter writing. Usually, start with the writer along with other friends to those who like to greet. So there is a kind of a set of forms in writing style.
是受信的人啊，会跟着在写信的人后面，就是啊，是谁收的？
So the one who is to receive the letter is always following the senders.
那在一般的书信里面呢，都是特定了一个人，或者是给特定的那个教会。但这里呢，是写加拉太的各个教会，也就加拉太省是一个省，不是一个城市的啊，是一个省份比较大的范围。很多的教会的意思。
But in this particular letter, the letter of Galatians, Paul is writing this letter to address to all the churches of Galatia.
那书信的第三个部分呢，会是 greeting， 就是所谓的像愿恩惠平安啊归给你们，这叫 greeting。
And the third part, or the third part of the greetings, I always start with a greeting, such as in verse 3, Paul sent a greeting to the churches of Galatia by saying, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果在接下来的话，通常应该是讲一些称赞的、正面的对收信的人的一个鼓励。
And then you follow by the praises or adorations that intended to the receiver, to the receivers.
所以如果你看哥林多前书，他马上就说了，他的第四节马上就说了，我常为你们感谢神，因为你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
So that's very evident in book of 1 Corinthians, the first letter of Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 4. It reads, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus, and that in everything you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge.
好，所以他就有，虽然哥林多教会，如果你读下去的话，其实哥林多教会是很不堪的一个教会。但是保罗呢，虽然对这样一个教会，他还是抱着很大的期望，说啊，神会在他们身上做到一个荣耀地步。然后他开头呢，就给他们一个鼓励。
If we continue to read the first book of Corinthians, you'll notice actually there are a lot of problems in the midst of the church of Corinth. But all this being said, Paul still has high expectation of the church in Corinth. So that's why he encouraged the church of Corinth by sending these warm words.
如果看罗马书的话，你就看第八节，马上就说：第一，我靠着耶稣基督，我为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。
But if we move to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 8, it reads, First, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed through the whole world.
但是你看加拉太书呢，完全没有这个，一马上呢就责备的话了，而且是责备的语气是非常的严重，甚至咒诅的话都出来了。
But there are no such kind of words of encouragement or warm greetings to the church in the churches of Galatia. But instead, Paul started to rebuke them by these really serious words.
你看第八跟第九节讲说，若有人传这个福音是不同的，他就应当被咒诅。
So in verse 8 and verse 9, Paul says, If somebody tried to preach gospel contrary to what you have received, the one has to be cursed.
Condemned.
And condemned.
所以我们就知道保罗在加拉太的这个对加拉太这个教会呢，这个地区的教会，他已经发现到一个很严重的问题了。
So in this letter, we know that Paul is seriously concerned of the churches in Galatia.
那这个问题不是只有一个小问题，而是整个的福音面临到一个错误的、完全根基错的一个问题上。
So this is just not a small problem of the truth of the gospel of Christ, but rather a distortion of the gospel of Christ.
那我们如果因为这里没有讲到是哪些教会，但是如果你从使徒行传去看的话，保罗三次的宣教都经过加拉太的这个地方。
And I'm not so sure that to which specific church Paul is addressing. But if we read the book of Acts, we know that during Paul's three mission trips, Paul has been visiting this area over and over.
所以如果照这个保罗三次的宣教的话，应该就是这边讲的加拉太。我这边忘了我把图放上来，如果你们有图自己看，应该就是在比西提的安提阿、以哥念、路斯德，还有特比这一带地方，这些教会。
So I forgot to send you a slide of the map or the picture of the area. But basically, during Paul's three mission trips, he visited the area. I believe actually is within the city of Galatia and the province of Galatia, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe.
那个姐妹Jenny, 可不可以把 slide 我的 PowerPoint 弄出来？ Yeah, 这个是只有一个，你把 PowerPoint 好，我继续讲没关系，你就把 PowerPoint 我给你的 PowerPoint 你 copy 的。那就是我们一般来讲，大部分的解经家都认同这个讲的加拉太各教会应该就是刚刚我们讲的这几个城市的教会。
So most theologists actually agree that to the churches of Galatia or the province of Galatia pretty much cover the city of Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe.
但只是说在这个写信的时间来讲，有一点不同的意见。
But they're only disagree on the time that Paul was writing these three letters.
好，那我们如果把保罗的书信看一下的话，就是帖撒罗尼迦前后书应该是在保罗的第二次宣教写的。
And most theologians agree that for the first and second book of Thessalonians, Paul wrote these two letters during his second mission trip.
应该就是在主后的这个大概是五十一、五十二这个年份，因为保罗第二次宣教的时候是到耶路撒冷大会之后 啊，所以大概是五一五二啊这个年纪。
Most likely, probably in 50 to 51 A.D. That's pretty much during the time of I believe the big conference in Jerusalem.
那个时候的教会基本上还没有什么样子的。这些这个犹太人的很多的教导进来，也没有很多的这个异端进来，所以很单纯的，他们只是一个问题，他们不知道主要再来这个明确不明确，所以保罗就跟他们讲啊，主要再来这是很明确的。
So during his second trip to a mission trip in that area, especially in the church of Thessalonica, there is not much of a concern other than about.The issue of God, of Jesus' second coming. So Paul addressed a lot in his two letters to address to the churches of Thessalonica.
那在第二组书信，我们刚刚讲过，罗马书啊、哥林多前后书和加拉太书这四本书呢，是保罗在第三次宣教的后期。所写的
and so,
这是我个人看法认为加拉太书应该是在那个时候写的
and my personal opinion that the first and the second book of Corinthians book of Galatians and book of Romans actually most likely written during Paul's later years of his third mission trip
那也有人认为说可能是第二次宣教啊，但是没有关系就是说不可能第一次为什么呢因为在这个加拉太书的第四章里面有讲到说你们知道我头一次传福音给你们换句话说他已经有讲头一次这已经是第二次所以应该是第二次宣教或者第三次宣教
Some might argue that this book of a book of Galatians might be written during maybe the second trip during his second trip but there's no way for him to write this letter in his first mission trip because Paul in the book of Galatians chapter 4 Paul particularly mentioned that from a previous or from a earlier preaching in this area so we know that this definitely written after his first missiontrip
另外一个就是说以书信来讲他能够这么直接的把这个问题用这么样子的感情的激昂的啊，讲出他们的问题用这种语气来写的话应该关系是非常好的也就是说他们关系应该非常好才这样写否则应该是蛮客气的
And also from the way that Paul wrote the letter, or the letter of Galatians, we can pretty much speculate or guess that Paul must have established certain intimate relationship between the church, in the churches in Galatia. So it surely should be after his first mission trip.
我想我们如果收到这个信的话，从别人教会寄到我们教会来，我们想我们可能把它丢到垃圾桶去了。是不是这样子
and so imagine that if you receive a letter from other church, when you receive a letter, you might just throw it away in a trash bin.
因为像保罗写的这个加拉太书信这样的语气，如果我们收到的，我们教会收到，贵另外一个教会收到寄到我们这里来的，我相信我们很多人一定很激昂的说，这个是什么？垃圾怎么撕掉了？根本不想再读下去了，
oh,
是不是这样子
？What I'm trying to say here,
我想个人就是以个人的 emotion 来讲。
What I'm trying to say here is, imagine what if somebody from other church wrote a Paul-style letter, such as the book of Galatians to us in the first place. We mostly think that man must be crazy and just throw it in the trash bin.
啊，我听过有人这个有个妈妈，她在台湾，她女儿在美国信主以后呢，就非常的希望父母信主。
So I heard a story shared by a sister she is a mom staying in Taiwan, but her daughter came to United States and believed in Jesus Christ. So after her conversion, she really wanted her parents to believe in Jesus Christ as well.
啊，在以前的时代，因为他们做生意，在以前还没有这个 internet 的时代，他的女儿用什么写呢？是用中文。他中文不是很好用中文写下这个福音的然后用 fax 送过去给他妈妈看
and so the girl is from a business family and of course this is way before the internet explosion so the only communication way is that the girl writing a letter in Chinese in Mandarin and telling a preacher about the gospel and then she faxed it over to her parents in Taiwan
他的妈妈刚开始还看，后来呢都不看了，一来就收起来。
yeah, her mom during the first few faxes, her mom would read a little, but after that, she simply just put them aside.
直到有一天，他的生意，他的这个个人经历，他真的是被主的爱摸着了，要信主的时候，他想起来把他女儿所有信都拿出来读，感动的流泪。
Until one day, after what she had happened, after what happened to her life and her personal experiences, the mom was touched by the love of God. And until then, she came to these piles of faxes that her daughter faxed her and started to read, and she wept.
所以我们就说啊，保罗在这个书信里面，他的情绪是非常激昂的，而且他很激动的。他用词呢，有些用词是你看非常非常的严厉。
And so we can see that Paul was a little emotional when he was writing this letter to book of when he was writing the book of Galatians, addressing to the churches in Galatia.
啊，但是保罗有个特色，他的理性呢？没有被淹埋过，他的理性永远在那里，所以他写的他所要条理非常的条理，他把问题不因为他的感情的关系呢，就我们有时候常常会这样子的问题，感情出来就理性失去了。
But fortunately and thank goodness that Paul's rationales are never be hidden or never been overrun by his emotion. So while he is emotional in writing this letter in the beginning, he still tried to address reasonably to the church of Galatians.
如果你往下看，你会看见加太书保罗是用父亲的那种慈爱温柔的心把他们当成孩子一样，就说他的这种啊情绪高昂激动之下，并没有像我们一般的很容易就冲动了，我们就忘记我们该做的事，我们就失去了理智，我们就教训孩子之类的。
And so if we continue to read the book of Galatians, we realize actually Paul is writing this letter. Although he was emotional, he was outraged by what had happened to the church. He was writing letter as a father figure that still hoping that to get his children back.
好，那我就说我希望各位在读这个保罗书信这个四个书信的一组里面呢，希望你们啊花时间，然后也希望你们把这个四个书信呢当成一个组来读，而不是只有单独一个，这样你比较会有方向，比较不会失去好像方向，比较不会失去说到底书信这个书信为什么要这样写。
So as we continue our messages on these books, I'd like to encourage you all to read these four books as a set, so you'll have a better direction, you have a better perspective.
好，我先第一个就是叫信仰的危机。我刚刚讲了很多，其实还没开始这里。
So you see, let's turn to the first book of introduction. Since we mentioned a little bit, I haven't started yet.
啊，这只是书信的介绍，因为这是第一本书信，所以我稍微介绍一下。
But I think that this introduction is very necessary because since this is actually the beginning of a series of four books.
啊，这个叫信仰的危机。
So this is something we call the crisis of belief.
其实我们今天在这个信仰危机里面，我们好像不是很看见。但如果你看美国的年轻人，也有一次我在年轻人那边讲到分享，你看美国年轻人，在美国长大的年轻人。
But you know, when you read these books we're talking about the crisis of belief, and you know that's only natural that happened in the churches. But actually, it's happening today. It's happening now. It's happening here. Because as one time I attend the youth worship, and when I get to know more a little about these youth.
不是 one time， 最近几次就是我们都会有跟年轻人分享。
There several times that I shared with the youth.
所以我就会去查一下这些个啊，年轻人他们的信仰啦，他们的问题啦，他们这我会去稍微做一些研究，我就发现。
So I talk to them and I do a little bit research on them and also try to know them more from depth.
他说小孩子从小就在教会跟父母来，而且主入学或者是这个啊儿童。那故事他都知道，可是到大学以后呢，一半以上都离开教会了。
And this is unfortunately a brutal reality because the survey or the stat shows that 50% of these Christians who were born and raised in a Christian family went along with their parents to church, to Sunday school, and went up to church until they graduated from high school. 50% of them will leave church after they come to college.
这个 number 呢，就是。每个不一样，但是你可以看到是非常大部分，不是说 10% 5% 是超过这个一半的都离开教会，或者偶尔来教会，根本就不再跟随主了。
The accuracy of the statistics might fluctuate from one time to another, but basically it's pretty much close to 50%, a little less or a little more, but still the amount is a brutal reality that 50% of them actually will leave church when they come to college.
那在今天在我们的这种教会里面。成人的来讲 也很这个受伤率也很高。
And this is actually not just happening to our young people, young generation, but this also happened to us.
啊，你们有没有看过这个叫《天路历程》这本书？
Have you read the book of Pilgrimage?
因为我以前在台湾这个儿童宣教，就看过很多次，跟儿童看过很多次。
And this is quite a movie that I shared a lot with our children back in Taiwan.
你那个书呢不容易看，因为它是古文的，是一六多少年的，是非常难看的一个文。
This is really that's not an easy book because that was printed many generations back, many
300 years back.
At least 300 years back. So the language itself is hard to understand.
所以如果看影片，也许看英文也不太容易知道，因为很多字用词不容易知道。
Even in movie, that in movie, it's still hard because the English words actually changed so much over this 300 years.
还有那种 commentary, 就用现代人的语言来帮你翻成英文。
So instead, that movie tried to, the new movie tried to use the contemporary words to interpret or to film that movie.
啊，它里面的主角叫 Christian, 就是说基督徒。
So the main theme is called Christian.
那他走过这个路，你就知道他很多很多的这个跌倒，很多的诱惑，也很多人就离开了，不再跟他走了。
So if you read the book or you have watched the movie, you pretty know what happened to that man Christian. He, along with his fellow Christians, actually went along a long journey, and through many different tests and trials, many had actually left him.
好，所以如果你们有空，我是觉得这是非常好的书啊，对我们的信仰的这个啊，在尤其在有些时候你会觉得有难处啦或什么，这个书是非常啊可以帮助我们。
And this book has a personal impact on me, and I highly recommend it to all of you.
啊，那我们现在在讲，就是说我刚刚讲这四本书呢，我要稍微把它讲一下。这四本书保罗是要根据啊针对什么问题，我稍微讲一下。
So we have done the introduction about these four four books or four letters written by Paul.To address the serious issues on the distortion of a Christ, gospel of Christ.
啊，如果你看启示录的话，不是这里，哎，那个我还是要回到前面去的那个。
Please go back.
对，好，那个启示录里面有七个教会，那只有两个教会主没有责备的，五个教会责备。
So if we resume our memory on the book of Revelation, especially book of Revelation chapter 2, actually there are seven churches that Jesus Christ is addressing.
如果你信主到现在十年、二十年，你都觉得主没有责备你，而且你觉得你走的这个路非常的顺畅。这有一点要 question 自己，可能要稍微思考一下。
So let me challenge you this. If you've been a Christian for 10 or 20 years, and if you think that the Lord or the Holy Spirit never rebuke you somehow, and you feel like your path of the you're walking a path of cross, being a smoothie, and just being great, you got to question yourself a little.
啊，你都说啊，我的每个主日来教会啦，教会服事我都做啦，那我好像都很。平顺啊，我跟主很好啦。
You might argue, hey, I've been going to church all the time. I've done my ministries, all kind of services in the church, and I think I'm in great relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been good.
如果真实的是属灵是这样，那我想是恭喜。但是大部分我想应该都没有这样，我们应该可能是忽略了。圣灵，或者是忽略了神的话的责备。
If this has been really, really true to you, congratulations. But I believe that most of us, if we experience this kind of a situation or the relationship, you have to doubt you a little bit to see if we're really in a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们知道哥林多书信呢，你去读的话，你会发现这怎么是教会呢？一大堆问题，肉体的问题，淫乱的问题。或者是不洁净的，或者是婚姻的问题，但你就会发现恩赐的问题。
And so if you start to read the first book of Corinthians, you may realize how come this will be a church? It's not a church at all because it has a lot of problems. It's about the adulteries. It's about the marriage issues. It's about many other personal things relating to.
啊，那如果到后面你看到他讲恩赐的问题，就是表示说这些工人当中呢，是彼此在比谁的恩赐大。 说谎言等等之类的一大堆的问题。
More seriously, is really about arguments between the co-workers about the gifts. One tries to brag about his gift is a lot bigger than another's.
所以我们如果看罗马书的第六章就有讲到哈。
So if you read the book of Romans, chapter 6.
我念给你们听就好，你们就听哈。我就一跟两节，我们两个论念哈。我先念，然后再换英文。他说：“这个这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？”
So, Book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 through 2, it reads: What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?May it never be. How shall we who die to sin still live in it?
好，第十五节，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
Verse 15, it reads, What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? May it never be.
好，这里就有问题在这里。保罗第十五节说，我们在恩典下，不在律法下。那不在律法，没有律法，我们就可以犯罪了。
So you see,
这是哥林多啊，这是一般有些人的想法会这样子。
And I think that this must be quite a prevailing thought in the churches during the Paul's time when Paul preached them that we are no longer under the law but under the grace. So people might think, oh, it's easy because you see, if we were under, we're no longer under the law, we can sin more.
啊，你如果去普遍调查今天的基督徒啊。不信的不用说，不信的当然是我们要靠行为，像佛教说的，才能够进到这个啊神给我们的这个永生。那基督徒里面呢？好
，sorry。Yeah, it's okay. So not only this just didn't happen in old time or in Asian churches kind, but also that happened today. We know that Buddhism believe that you can only come into heaven by deeds.
对 ，OK， 好， yeah. 谢谢。好，那我们今天基督徒呢？其实今天基督徒很多信耶稣的、信主的，他也是真的是因信称义的。但是他们还常问一个问题：要不要守律法的问题？我想我们当中也会有这个问题：到底律法要不要守呢？那不守律法，我们不是会犯罪了吗？
But many Christians today, saved by grace and justified by grace, still have a little kind of a doubt to see that if we still have to observe the law to be admitted into the kingdom of heaven.
啊，那律法是很广泛的，那我们就不要说那些啊所谓的献祭的礼仪啦，那就十诫怎么样？十诫要不要守？
So you see, there are many laws concerning, there are many laws in the Bible, especially like a Mosaic law in Old Testament. So there's a lot of laws about the ceremonies. There is a law regarding the holiness or the cleansing.
好，那就问一个问题，那十诫要不要守呢？十诫就没有仪式了，要不要守呢？
So one simple question is, do we still have to observe the Ten Commandments?
这边写说不在律法之下，那律法是包括所有的啦。那是不是不应该？我们基督徒今天是不用守十诫律法呢
？But since we are no longer under the law, according to Paul, we're no longer under the Ten Commandments. That doesn't mean that we do not have to observe the Ten Commandments anymore.
因为我们不在摩西的律之下了，我们是在基督的律之下，所以不是说你不用守就会犯罪。保罗要告诉你一件事情，就不是你不熟就会犯罪。
So you see, the point here is that what Paul says here is that yes, you are no longer under the Mosaic law, but now you are under the Jesus law.
好，所以如果你去看保罗的罗马书第七章，它里面就讲了一个问题：如果不是十诫里面说不可贪心，我就不知道什么叫贪心了。
So, and Paul continued his argument in the book of Romans, chapter 7, and Paul argues that, okay, the Old Testament says that you shall not covet. So does it mean that I shall not covet anymore?
所以对保罗来讲，那些显而易见的，不可拜偶像啊，不可杀人，都可以做到，但有一件他做不到。
So you see, to Paul, it's easy for him to observe most of the Mosaic law, such as you shall not kill, you shall not steal. That's easy.
所以我们基督徒在不在律法之下？不在，我们都不用想要去守十诫。你想要守十诫的话，你必然要失败，就变成你自己的行为。
So what Paul tries to tell us is that yes, we're no longer under the law because we simply cannot hold the law.
那这不是太奥秘了吗？那既然没有律法，那我这怎么活呢？我一定会犯罪啦。保罗说不是的，你在恩典之下你不犯罪。
So people might argue, say, okay, according to your conclusion, since we're no longer under the law and we still cannot hold the law, so that means we have to sin again, and which I do not want to sin. But Paul says, no, 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 you are under the grace of the Lord, and by the grace of him, you do not have to sin.
好，所以我们知道哥林多教会的问题是属于肉体情欲，就是说他们是属于活在这种基督里面的婴儿保罗就说是婴儿。
So we know the major or the major issues or problems in the Church of Corinth is basically about the lusts, their adultery, and especially problems of flesh.
婴儿呢，他还没有学到，就是说对哥林多教会呢，他还没有学到在基督的恩典的律之下，所以他们就又没有律法。又没有在恩典的律之下，他们就怎么样？就肉体就活出来了。
So the believers or the Christians, the book of in a Corinth, in a Church of Corinth is like babies. They didn't have to learn the grace of the Lord. And since they are no longer under the law, they do whatever they think that is right.
所以这边的一个边就是肉体，另外一边呢，加拉太教会什么问题呢？
So one thing about the Church of Corinth is about the problems of flesh. But what are the problems of the Church of Galatia?
你们觉得加拉太的保罗这边讲这么多福音更改了，它是什么问题呢？
So let's guess what's the major problem arising in the Church of Galatia since Paul addressed them as the problems of a distortion of the gospel of Christ.
好，因为我们还没有读下去，所以你们可能不知道。如果读下去，就知道说。因为保罗离开加拉太这个地方教会以后，就有犹太人的基督徒，就犹太教背景信基督徒的人进来，就说你们光信耶稣不够的。
So you see, if we continue to read what Paul writes in the book of Galatians, we know that after Paul's departure, some Jewish Christians came into the church in Galatia and started to preach kind of things as if, okay, believing Jesus Christ is not enough. You still have to observe the law.
我们看那个加拉太书的第三章，我们就念第一节到第三节。
So if you read the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. 1 to 3.
好，加拉太书的三章一到三节，我们一起中文先念。无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活坏在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？好，这样就好，我们就这样。
So book of Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 through 3, let's read together. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
好，所以我刚刚讲说书信是你看到一方在讲话，你没有另外一方讲话，所以你要这样猜了。保罗写这个原因是因为加拉太教会已经有人进来在教了，说保罗教的是不是全备的福音，我才是全备福音。为什么呢？信耶稣在守律法你就全备福音了。
And so you see, since this is a letter or epistle letter, Paul is writing to the church, so as a receiver, as we readers, as a receiver, you have to guess what Paul tried to address. So by these three passages, three verses, we kind of guess that what happened in the church of Galatia is some Jewish Christian, Jewish Christian come into the church and telling them, no, 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 what Paul is preaching is notperfect, yeah. Believing Jesus Christ, the saving by faith is great, but in addition to that, you have to observe the law to complete it.
他说保罗只给你们一个容易做的那个部分，叫做信耶稣，那很容易。
So you see, these Christians preach to the Church of Galatians by saying, what Paul preached to you is easy. It's easy to do.
但是守律法呢，这个就不容易了。我们你看，我们犹太人这个一辈子我们就守律法，所以呢。 你们信耶稣再加守律法就完全了。
It's a lot harder to observe the law, just like Jewish people do. You see, we try to observe the law all our lives, so you have to do it like us, so that your faith will be complete.
所以这是当时的这些一个所谓的假教师进来到加拉太的这个附近的这个教会，他们所教导的叫他们叫全备福音。
So you see, this is actually what we call so-called false teachers came to the church and tried to preach them the perfect gospel.
好，那我们今天其实我们在讲福音的时候，我们也常常会讲不完全啊，尤其我们洞庭弟兄一定会告诉我们，我们要讲全备福音，那这个是对的，我们这个是对的，因为我们常常说，你信耶稣，你得救，那么你信耶稣，你有永生，够了，我们就是很多福音是这样讲。
So you see, don't get me wrong. It's not as if the gospel cannot be perfect. Actually, the gospel is perfect. Just like Brother Paul used to preach to us that, you see, believing Jesus Christ, being justified and receiving eternal life from Jesus Christ is good, but not good enough. It's not the whole of gospel.
就是耶稣的十字架上流血，他在十字架上死，为我好处，我接受。但如果要我接受耶稣的十字架，跟随他，他成为我生命的主，这对不起，我不要。
And you see, there are two sides of the cross. On the front side, that Jesus shed the blood to cleanse our sins, so we are justified and then we are washed our sins are washed by his blood. So we have this eternal life from God, which is good. I take it. But on the back side of the cross, it means that since you were justified and called the children of God, you have to take Jesus Christ as our personal savior. So you have to follow him.And to take him as our Lord in our lives, oh, which is hard. I can't take it.
就是我要付代价的时候呢，我就对不起，我不要了。
And you see, so what we talk about the perfect gospel is about two sides. You simply just cannot take one or an easier part and refuse the other, maybe a lot harder part.
所以我们刚刚讲，哥林多教会是不追求的教会，他们就活在婴儿的这个肉体下。但是相反的呢？加拉太书的加拉太教会呢，不是这样子。
And so you see, if we compare these two churches, the church in Corinth and the church in Galatia, we know that the brothers and sisters or the Christians in the church of Corinth, they're just like a babies in spirit. So they're not seeking any kind of a spiritual blessing or growth. But in the book of Galatia or church of Galatia, the believer Christians there is quite different.
他们是很追求的基督徒，也就是加拉太的这个教会呢，是很追求的基督徒。就像我们今天，我们愿意来追求。
They're very devoted Christian, actually. They like to see God. They like to know more about Him.
所以当他们说呢，你们靠信耶稣可以称义，但是呢，往后走，这个成圣怎么办呢？要靠律法。
So,
他们是想要愿意在这个生活上。在以后跟随主的这个道路上怎么样呢？能够圣洁不犯罪，他们是有一个很好的心，愿意来付代价的。
And I'm sure they have a good heart, or they have a good start, since they were justified by faith. And when they're still on the journey of sanctification, they try to sanctify themselves by observing the law.
所以加拉太的这个教会呢，就从恩典里面呢就出来，就走到律法去了。所以你看吗？就说我们要追求嘛，也容易走错。不追求嘛，活在肉体之下。所以基督徒这个路好不好走？不好走。
So this is what happened to the Christians in the Church of Galatia is they left. They left the grace and started to work on the path of laws. They tried to pursue their holiness by observing the law. So you see, this is actually what happened to us. If we pursue, you fail. But if you don't pursue, you failed as well.
啊，你们有爬山，爬在这个山的这个叫什么零线的？有没有爬过山这样子，在零线上走的？
Since this is an outdoor
ridge,
yeah. So have you ever actually tried climb a mountain, especially on the ridge of the mountain, like such as a hurricane ridge?
啊，不是 hurricane ridge,
no.
就是一个山爬山的路，如果有经过这样子的 ridge, 那两边都是悬崖的，就是这种山谷很深的。
So, yeah. If you know the ridge, the mountain ridge means that there's just one top of it, and two sides from this ridge actually is an abyss.
啊，如果你走这样过去，你就是会发现。偏向左边就向这边，偏向右边就掉下去，两边都可能掉下去。就像我刚才讲的，要在圣灵的自由底下，才不会跑到，一则是律法主义，或者是 肉体的这个放纵。
So our walk of cross or the journey of a cross is more like a climbing on the ridge that either from love, either to the left or to the right, you are in great danger.
我想应该大家爬山都有这个经验，也就是保罗要给你看的这四本福音，这四本书信呢，他就画一个图像给你看。从加太跟哥林多啊这个教会，你就看到是要走在这个恩典的圣灵带领下是不容易的，他是要告诉你跟这个。
So through his second set of a book, letters, that through the comparison between the church of Corinth and the church of Galatia, Paul showed us that it's not easy to walk on the path of grace, but we have to pay a lot of attention that not to fall either side.
Okay, 好啊。好，所以书信里面呢，我们就先来思想一下保罗的这个加拉太书信呢。那么他的第一个重点就是说，他们离开这个福音了，他们变成是更改福音了，而不是只有一个小小的 twist， 是个严重的问题。
So you see, if you read the first chapter of a book of Galatians, we know that Paul rebuked them to distort the gospel of Christ. So it's just not a small departure. It's not a little twist. It's a serious redirection.
啊，那第一章跟第二章呢，我就稍微啊讲一下，就是第一章、第二章呢，保罗是以个人，他怎么样子在这个遇见主以后，他在走这个路，怎么样子看见恩典的路。第一章、第二章就讲他个人的经历。
So, the first and the second chapters, of the book of Galatians about Paul's personal journey, a spiritual journey, and how he was called out by the Lord, how he was actually being directed to walk on the path of grace.
你们想想看，保罗是一个对律法这样子的认识，而且律法这样子的 devoted， 全把自己的全人一生呢，都为了律法来服侍神的人。
We know that Paul was a really in depth a great law teacher, and he knows law very well.
他看见跟耶稣这些人呢，所走的路跟律法是不一样的。
And he realized in his early years, he realized that the ways that the Christians or the followers of Jesus Christ walk on a different way than he does.
啊，在守律法的犹太人认为说，我们是靠着律法称义的。但是你们这帮人怎么说靠信耶稣就称义了呢？
Because in Paul's old understanding, or in his previous understanding, he believed that he will be justified by the law. But those Christians proclaiming that they were justified by faith.
所以如果想想看，保罗在大马色的路上要去逮捕基督徒，被一个大光照下来。
So when Paul was on the way to Damascus to persecute certain Christians, he was stricken down by a bright light.
那你们想想看，他在那个大光照下来之后，他就通了吗？律法就不用，就跟着耶稣，就恩典的路就通了吗？
So do you truly believe that once he was stricken down by the bright light and suddenly all his questions disappeared and he's a pure Christian?
那他的律法的捆绑，那些他过去的背景就不见了吗？
And so he is no longer under the bondage of his law training and all his old belief that he used to hold so dearly.
真的吗？
Is that true? Do you believe that?
我想不是的。就像我们信主，你那信主以后就把过去的坏习惯都改掉了吗？
I don't think so. It's just like us. Once we believe in Jesus Christ, once we became Christian, do we really leave behind every old habits and all those bad things behind?I don't think so.
所以下一次我会再讲一下，就是保罗在这个过程里面，他从遇见主，他真正知道耶稣是神，没有错。他这个认定以后呢，接下来他怎么样把他所有以前的捆绑，以前的那些的认知呢，他怎么样在新约耶稣基督的光下重新来诠释。
And so you see, later on, where I share a little more about Paul's personal journey on his first encounter of Jesus Christ when he was stricken down by the bright light on the way to Damascus, on his full conviction of Jesus Christ in his later years.
换句话说，保罗有这样子的背景的人，他信耶稣以后，他是非常难的，也就是他要走上这个恩典的路，走上福音的正路， 对保罗来讲是非常不容易，他很多挣扎。所以你看保罗的这里面写，第一章、第二章就讲他个人的这个心路历程。
So you see, if we look from Paul's perspective, if we try to step in Paul's shoes, we probably realize that actually it's not easy for Paul. Number one, to believe in Jesus Christ, and number two, to walk His work, to walk Jesus' walk, to walk on the on the path of a cross. So we will see a lot more if we read the first and second chapters to see how Paul struggled with himself, with his old bondage of laws and all his old belief.
所以第一章、第二章讲到说这个恩典的啊，基督徒要走上这个恩典的路呢，在第一章、第二章，保罗把他自己怎么样走过来，来告诉我们。那三章、四章呢，就讲到律法主义，就是刚刚讲的一边的问题。
And so, so in the first and the second chapters, Paul told us from his personal experience that how we're able to walk on the path of a path of grace, just like he did. But in chapter 3 and 4, Paul actually addressed a lot more about the laws.
啊，保罗用他的这个拉比，你知道，拉比是训练的这种非常像律师一样有条有纹的、很细节的啊，这个推理论证，把三跟四章呢，就把这个律法主义呢。
So you see, Paul used to be a really a famous rabbi. That means actually a trained lawyer. It's kind of, in today's word, it's more like a trained attorney. So he used all his great, wonderful logics to explain, to conduct all this in chapter 3 and 4 to show us his concerning and his arguments on laws.
所以在第三四章呢，就讲到主要讲的律法主义的一边。那第五章、六章讲什么呢？讲肉体放纵的一边。所以他讲第五章、第六章呢，是讲另外一边，就是圣灵跟肉体情欲的这边。
And so on chapter 5 and 6, Paul moved or switched his focus on the topic, switched to the topics on the comparison or the fight or the spiritual fight between the spirit and the flesh.
所以加太书这本书呢，是把我们对福音的认识，你知道我们要认，就是说啊，很多假钞，对不对？有人就说你怎么认假钞？就认真的就对了，你不要管假的了。
So you see, so reading the book of Galatians, they're like trying to know the true money. So somebody might argue, how can we tell the fake money from the real money? The secret is you only focus on what is real money.
就是如果我们只能够认真的，那也不错。那保罗在这里是让你看到两边错误的啊，一个中间是正确的方向。
But what Paul shows here is actually in great details to show what is truly false and what is truly right by comparing these two.
那罗马书呢，就从正面来讲福音。罗马书是非常完备的，从正面讲基督徒的福音，以及我们有福音也有怎么样生活啊，这个操练啊。罗马书是从正面来讲什么是福音。
So a book of Romans is all about the gospel from the most upfront perspective, that to address what is truly gospel of Christ, and then also address the Christian life after believing Jesus Christ.
那加拉太书要让你看见的是保罗强调的，这个不是福音，这个是假的福音，这个是错误的福音。
But book of Galatians actually goes farther by showing what is not gospel of Christ.
那我们的哥林多前书，我们上次看过哥林多前书讲一个教会怎么样走这个属灵啊的道路，神要把它做成一个荣耀的教会啊，这个是讲到荣耀教会的道路。
So the first book of Corinthians actually talks about how to be the church of glory.
就是从你有这个福音的全备福音的，那在教会怎么生活。
So the first book of Corinthians actually tells us after we receive the gospel, after we believe in Jesus Christ, how shall we live like a Christian? How shall we live as a church?
我们大人都会常这样想，那我既然知道应该不会犯错了。
And most people will say, oh, since I know what is right, I won't get wrong.
其实我觉得不见得，我在台湾带过儿童五年，我就发现我们跟孩子其实没有两样。
Not necessarily, because you see, I've been a children's Sunday school for four or five years back in Taiwan, and I observed and I realized actually we're nothing like there is no difference between us and little babies, young children.
你跟那个小孩子、儿童，就是小学生，你就讲到耶稣基督的救恩，耶稣要我们彼此相爱， 他们都很高兴，他们都接受，他们都阿们，说很好。
Yeah, you see, when I share the gospel and encourage all the elementary schoolers, they say, "Oh, Jesus is about love. Let's love one another." Everybody's happy. Everybody accepted. Everybody was really excited about it.
就说我们要学习彼此相爱，他们都知道这是对的。
And you see, when I teach them, when I taught them to love one another, they all amended. That means they all agree with me.
耶稣还说要爱你的仇敌。
And Jesus goes farther, love your enemies.
所以我们都会教他们这些东西，就是要彼此和好。可是呢，一下课，我跟你讲，不到五分钟。
And imagine that. You see, they all agreed that we shall love one another. We shall love our enemies because Jesus loves us. But imagine, guess what? After the school, surely after 5 minutes, guess what?
他们就吵架了，而且打架了，而且来告到我这里来。
They started to fight each other and then just complain each other in front of me.
啊，甚至有一次呢，有一个家长跟我讲，他的孩子可能被另外孩子打了，或者摔了，怎么样？他说他这里会痛，来跟我讲。
And there was even one time that one boy's mother complained to me that somehow the boy was beaten by another one, and there's he got a little kind of chest pain on the chest.
那我们对小孩就失望了吗？就不可教育了吗？我看你不会这样想。
So does it mean that then we're disappointed at them and we just forget about them?
我们就从失望的不要再教他们了吗？
And we no longer want to teach them anymore.
我想做老师就知道不会的。
I know that we won't do that.
所以我就叫他们两个来，然后叫他们要握手，叫他们要和好，学习彼此和好。
So I call out these two boys who fought with each other, and I encourage them to learn to love one another by shaking hands.
他们不要，刚开始是不要的。
They wouldn't do it.
但是慢慢讲，慢慢跟他解释，他们就愿意，两个就和好，两个就抱在一起了。
But after that, they kind of reconcile with them with each other, and they hug each other.
所以对孩子来讲，他们就是这个样子。但他们好处比我们大人有好处，我们大人要和好不容易。他们和好是蛮容易的。
And you see, we're just like children, but even it's just a little harder to deal with, right? Because children are easy to reconcile, they're easy to forgive one another, but for adults, that's a lot harder.
所以哥林多教会有很多问题，保罗就借着这个问题来讲属灵的真理。这个叫什么？机会教育。这跟孩子也是一样，你教他彼此相爱，难道就不会打架吗？会打架的，打架完以后再让他从这个里面学习啊 ，reconcile.
So you see, in book of Corinthians, it's Paul is teaching us what is to be a good Christian, what is to be a good church after we believe in Jesus Christ. Just like what we did, this is something we call opportunity teaching.
所以我们在教会，我们基督徒也像，我们虽然这么大了，但我们刚信主的时候是什么？是个 baby. 在圣经里面讲，这是个 baby， 是个属灵的婴孩。
And in the same way, once we believe in Jesus Christ, we are just like a little baby. We knew nothing about God.
所以也许你已经是60岁、40岁，但是在圣经里面、属灵里面呢，是个婴儿。
And you may be 40 or 60 now, but spiritually, you're still a little baby.
那所以我们就知道会犯错，这是一定的，一定会错的，一定会跌倒的，这是必然的嘛。
And it's only natural for us to fail, to make mistakes.
所以我想我们在跟随主这个路上一定会有挫折，但是你要记得，就是你不要离开主。你会挫折，如果你挫折就抱怨离开主，上亡率太高了，你就是太可惜了。一定要跟随主到底。
So one thing is important that once we believe in Jesus Christ, it's only natural we stumble, we fall, we make mistakes. But the important thing is never ever try to get away from the Lord.
那哥林多教会有个问题，有这么多问题，但是他们还有个问题是什么？攻击保罗使徒的身份，对不对？所以才有哥林多后书。他才跟进，就是讲到保罗为他的职分，使徒职分，很大的辩论。
And so you see, the church in Corinth has a lot of problems, as it was addressed in the first book of Corinthians. But furthermore, the church in Corinth even accused Paul of his apostleship. And for that reason, Paul wrote the second letter to the church in Corinth to address this issue.
所以你看哥林多后书讲什么呢？讲到一个属灵的人，保罗把他的心都打开给你看，他怎么样走过来，靠着主能够得胜，他怎么样在必死的环境里面呢？学习到死而复活的生命能力。
And you see, so that in the second book of Corinthians, Paul opened up his heart to show the church in Corinth what a spiritual man he really is.
然后呢他最后就讲到他的使徒的身份啊，他就跟那些啊假先知假使徒来对比。所以保罗在哥林多后书这本书呢是讲到他个人一个属灵的经历里面，然后以及他的职分是真的。
So in the second book of Corinthians, Paul addresses his apostleship and also argues that, and also shows us his spiritual experiences and to show, to prove that his apostleship is truly true.
好，是讲他一个个人，他这个个人的属灵的经历，一个是教会，一个讲他保罗个人。好，这四本书呢，我希望你们啊，在这段时间好好把这四本书成为一组来的读，让你们对这个福音有个全貌的啊认识。
So with this being said, I'd like to actually have a kind of a brief understanding of this set of books or set of the letters, four letters, first and the second book of Corinthians, book of Galatians and book of Romans. And hopefully we will be able to understand and look from a different perspective according to Paul.
好，所以刚刚我们讲到哥林多教会有两个问题，一个问题是什么？福音更改了。他们说你们全备福音是信耶稣加上守律法，这是第一个啊问题。
So that's a major problem in the church and of Galatia. That number one, they believe in the perfect gospel. Number two, they distort the gospel of Christ.
那这是一个点，福音更改，这是福音更改。
That's a major issue.
那第二点什么呢？第二个点是因为他们要把保罗的福音，就是要把它毁坏。就是他是讲的不完全，所以他根本不可能是使徒。所以第二个问题在哪？攻击保罗的使徒的身份。
And number two, these Christians, these Jewish Christians accused Paul of apostleship, so that hoping that they would damage Paul's credibility, so that Christians will believe that what Paul preached is not true and perfect gospel.
所以你看我们刚刚念过了，第一节就讲做使徒的保罗不是由于人也不是借着人等等之类的，他就一直强调他的使徒的身份是不是从人来的，从神来的。
So what Paul says here in addressing is Paul an apostle not sent from man nor through the agency of a man but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So he addressed his apostleship is not from man or agency of a man but from truly the God and God the Father and the Son.
那我们刚刚读福音的话，就是罗马书里面讲啊，这福音不是别的，福音也不是一个教义，福音就是一个人，耶稣基督啊，这是整个的。
So gospel is really not something about is not something about law or theology. It's one person. It's one that is Jesus Christ Himself.
好，那在加太书呢，我们看第四节哈，我们看第四节这里讲了，他说基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己。要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
So if you read the book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 4 it reads who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
保罗的福音是全备的，他这边讲什么呢？他说耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪，叫为我们的罪舍己的意思。
So you see Paul, what the gospel that Paul preached is true and whole because we that he died for us. He died for us.
那这讲到什么呢？是讲到耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们的罪过。只有耶稣的血可以洗净我们的罪，别人都不行啊。这是耶稣。
So his precious blood cleanses our sins. So only Jesus' blood can cleanse our sins.
啊，我们是因为这样信耶稣，我们是因为这样入门的。
And for that reason, we're able to come into Him.
但是他没有停在这里，保罗福音又往下说，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
And he also says that Paul also said that he might rescue us from this present evil age.
那怎么样脱离这个罪恶时代呢？你就看保罗福音，十字架才可以救我们脱离这些罪。
So you see, how can we be taken away or be rescued from this evil, present evil age? That only the cross of Jesus, can take us away from this present evil age.
所以跟哥林多前书里面讲，保罗说：“我不夸别的，我不知道别的，只知道基督。”并他钉十字架，他的福音完全是全备的。
So you see, no wonder Paul says in Book of Corinthians that I know brag about and brag nothing, but brag about Jesus Christ and His cross.
所以你就知道保罗这个使徒呢，用一个简单的一句话就把全面福音就讲清楚了。
So you see, Paul the apostle used one simple phrase to determine what is truly true gospel.
他可以用一节圣经，也可以用整本书来讲一个福音。
He can use one simple phrase or use a whole book to describe, to teach us, to tell us what true gospel is.
所以我们都不得不佩服神的智慧，拣选像保罗这样一个使徒。
And we really have to admire the wisdom of God to choose Paul, an apostle.
你让彼得、用约翰、其他人，我想他们没有这个 capacity， 他们没有这样子的啊、容量、气量。
As other apostles, Peter or John, I don't think they have this kind of a capacity and understanding to write such letters.
所以我们如果对保罗所写的福音书，你越去认识的话，你就不会。像有些啊，这个书信里面写保罗其貌不扬，就不会这样认看他了。
So you see, if you get to know, you get to read his letters a little more. You get to know more about Paul himself through all his letters, epistle letters. You probably won't agree. One comment such as, Paul is just a plain man. He is plain.
他已经走过一个属灵的宝藏，没有人走过的路，只有他走过。他是史无前例的第一个人。走过这样的路。
He has walked on a path that no one has taken ever.
所以在怎么样的发明，怎么样子那些伟大的啊思想家，其实你要跟保罗比起来，都是什么样？都是像小孩子一样。
And compared to Paul, all these so-called magnificent people are really nothing.
所以我们对啊神的话，如果你越去读，你就认识到这些使徒他们的经历是我们不得不在神面前俯伏敬拜的。
And I believe after reading all these epistle letters and all the letters written by various apostles or the followers of Jesus Christ, we have to really admire their personal and spiritual experiences in the Lord.
而且我们知道我们在今天在走这个属灵道路一定要根基，神的话根基非常重要的。
So as we are walking our own path as the spiritual path, one thing we have to be really sure is we have to really understand the word of God.
啊，今天在这个啊教会外面，我碰过很多次了，啊，有不同的那种，就把圣经讲给你听 ，twist 的非常多，就是你们不知道有没有碰过，我碰过好几次。有耶和华见证人不要讲，那有些我根本不知道他们是什么样教派的，非常奇怪的，就跟你讲启示录怎么创世纪翻来翻去，就跟你 twist， 非常多的，非常多这种。
Yeah.And I don't know what happened to you, but I've been able to actually to encounter several different denominations or other schools of teaching and telling me about the Bible or such as the Jehovah Witness. I definitely can feel that they've been twisting many words or many passages of the Bible. They basically distort the gospel of Christ.
好，那我想我今天只讲到一些概论的部分啊。主要信息还没有讲，那我下一次我们再继续。对不起，我今天讲大概前面十节吧。
Here is so much for today's introduction, and we will have actually more in details in the following series of messages.
那么下一次从十一节开始讲保罗自己怎么样子，我刚刚讲过，他怎么样从见到大光，认定耶稣是神没有错，他就认定这个以后呢，他怎么样把自己里面所有的啊，跟他在新约的耶稣的亮光下。他怎么样走出来？我想下一次我就会讲到一些。
So I just only focus. I just covered the first 10 verses, but in the following messages in the Sundays, I'd like to share a little more on Paul's personal experience on the way, starting from he was stricken down by the bright light on the way to Damascus to his later more mature spiritual life and his personal struggle, his spiritual struggles, etc.
好，若是有讲的不完全正确的，也欢迎弟兄姐妹更正。也许我讲的不见得完全是正确的。
And of course, I welcome all kind of the suggestions or directions or corrections. I welcome all these.
好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
主，我们再一次在你面前，我们领受你的话，我们感谢主，你圣灵的带领。
And dear Lord, once again we thank you and praise you for your teachings and also the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，真是像保罗说，他没有避讳，不把全备的福音来说清楚。
And Lord, it's just like a Paul that he He preached the perfect and the true gospel of Christ.
主，我们只有战兢，因为我们这个人啊，实在我们没有办法承受，我们没有这个气度，我们实在有些时候把主的话语，我们不能够没有办法全备的来发表出来。
And Lord, we tremble and we shiver because we're not able, we do not have the capacity like Paul to truly preach and convey this true and perfect gospel of Christ.
并且我们承认主，我们的经历实在太少了。
And Lord, we confess that our spiritual experiences is way too lacking.
主，我们就求你自己再次怜悯我们，来坚固我们，好让我们跟随你到底。
And Lord, show us mercy, so and also strengthen us, so we will follow you to the very end.
主，你也祝福你的教会，祝福你的儿女。
We pray that Lord, may you bless this church and bless your children.
主，凡你所拣选的，没有一个失落的。
So whoever you have chosen shall not leave.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.